Well, hello, hello, and welcome to today's Ideal Business Accelerator session. As I was watching each of you come in, I was just having a little smile to myself. So, and just so happy to see you here. Well, there's a bunch of people who are having internet connection issues at the moment, and I know some of you might drop out and drop back in, but hopefully you'll be mostly in because I really want to spend this time with you and have you be able to enjoy each other's company for the next 90 minutes that we're together as well. I had someone say my background looks really washed out. We're trying a different camera. Hopefully you can see me, you can hear me, and we are good to go. We do have one apology, and that's Maria, and then we have a bunch of people who we just haven't heard from, so we'll see if they show up or not, but we are going to forge ahead anyway. Hope you're well. The pub next door is having its kegs refilled. I don't know why, because they're not even open, so there's a truck outside that might be making a little bit of noise, but we're just going to keep moving forward. Very excited to connect with you today. This is our final workshop, and we're wrapping up the program. I can't believe it's been almost a year since we started, and some of you have been in this program for 2 years. So we're just coming to the end of another cycle, and so we're going to be doing a little bit of recapping, but mostly in celebrating and acknowledging the progress that you've made over the time you've been here. We will be opening up your lives. We'll be using the chat and doing all those things. So we're going to kick off with a couple of ideal moments. We're going to talk about your ideal journey, and then I've got a couple of what's next things. Now, one person who I don't see, the first person I wanted to acknowledge for an ideal moment is here. Well, one of them is. I don't know what your counterpart is. So Liz put this beautiful shout out to Chandra inside the group, and she said, shout out to Chandra for inspiring me with your recent top 10 podcast content creation. I drew inspiration and have put together my own version in Canva for my podcast. I'd love to see it. Thanks for sharing what you did and motivating me. So really nice lift up, Liz, really nice. You are so good at the lift up move, and I always appreciate it when I see you share when someone has helped you, and you're so generous. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm sure Chandra, who will hopefully be joining us, will enjoy that as well. Karina is not here yet. Oh, yes, she is. Hey, Karina. So Karina got gifted the free gift card upgrade from Shopify, which is a game changer for her business and for so many e-commerce merchants. I jumped in right away. I had a girlfriend whose birthday it was last week, and I got in, and kind of a guinea pig for the system, wasn't I, Karina? We went through, and I purchased a voucher for a girlfriend who I know is going to love getting some statement jewelry from Karina's website. So congratulations. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I've actually purchased things from a number of members over the last few months because I'm wanting to send gifts and things. And so the more you know what people know what you do, the easier it is going to be for you to come to mind when they need something. All righty. Let me see who's here. Hey, I can see Kay's here. Sonia's just joined us. And I expect the other Sonia to be here sometime soon. But as I said, we're just going to keep moving ahead because there's quite a bit here to cover. We are going to do a little bit of a recap. And part of the reason we do this is that we can so often just be moving forward in our business. If we can get a camera, that'd be great, Robin. We're just so often moving forward, and we've got tasks and we've got projects, and it's all, pedal to the metal, whatever that saying is. Right, we've got the gas on, and we don't stop to see where we've come from. And so one of the things that you'll know we did in our implementation days is we always stopped and we reflected back on those 90 days. I'm going to give you the accelerated version of the Ideal Business Accelerator program very, very quickly before we turn our attention to each of you, and I will be opening up your minds after that. But I just want to bring you back to some of the key pieces that you now have in your toolbox. These are not mine. These are now yours. These are not the programs, these are now yours. These are tools that you have available to you forever and a day. And the first is the Ideal Business System, which is really the linchpin. It is what this program is built on. And it's still a process that I use every single time I create a new program or a new anything, whatever it is that I'm creating. It always starts with identifying what I'm trying to achieve, getting really clear on the vision for what I'm trying to do. Am I generating leads? Am I trying to make sales? Am I building my database? Am I hiring staff? Whatever that is. Before then actually going into design and actually spending the time on developing, what does this thing look like? And I was just talking to a friend the other day. We were coaching someone. And so often we can get very tactical, and we always want to be zooming up. identifying what it is we want to do, and then really spending the time on the design, whether it's of a system or a product or a procedure or our manifesto or our ideal client avatar, and then determining who and what we need to engage. And I know a lot of you have engaged a lot of different suppliers and a lot of different tools over the last year. And then taking action once you've done that planning. And of course, we've had a big focus on the planning culture this year. And we want to be taking action after we've done those first three things. And when it comes to leverage, so many of you are now leveraging the work that you did almost a year ago, right? The communities that you've built, the ideal client interviews that you did, the product development that you did, the websites that you built, you're now able to leverage. And by leverage, it means doing more with less. You've done the grunt work and now you're driving traffic to those offers. You developed if it was a high value, low volume, and now you're driving traffic to that. So this system is there for you. We identified this system when I created this program. It's a system that I've been using for years. And as I said, I continue to pull it out and use it anytime I'm doing something new. So this is something that is there for you ongoingly. The Ideal Marketing Project, this is another core piece of training that I hope that you have in your cells now. This idea that a marketing mountain has a very clear who, you have a very clear ideal client, and you have a very clear what, an offer that is specific to that ideal client's needs. And that your job then is to create the step-by-step process for them to get to the top of the mountain. But we also identified that we might have a mountain range. And I shared with you our mountain range, and we have five mountains in our mountain range. And no matter how many mountains you have, the key is to identify the who, the what, and the how for each one. But you can't do it all at the same time. So we were very deliberate about working on one mountain at a time. And where we started was by identifying what is it that we want to sell to the ideal client that we've identified. And is it a high value, low volume, or low value, high volume sort of product? And it was likely going to be one of those two. It likely wasn't going to be high value, high volume. And we didn't want it to be low value, low volume. So then we decided which one it would be, because the path up the mountain is very different. If you're going low value and high volume, the automation is very, very different. Because if it's low value, you want to automate as much as possible to get people to the top of the mountain. But it was high value, like some of your coaching, some of the larger ticket items like Sian's programs with corporates, or Christy Lee's contracts with clients, or hey, Laurel or Elsie, right? Then you have a different strategy. Then your strategy up the mountain is different. And so you need to know what game you're playing. So forever and a day, as you're developing new products and services, you want to know what game you're playing when it comes to the value and the volume of what you're trying to do. Because what we can do, and we saw this very early on, is we can build a low-priced item that takes us way too much effort to deliver, and so it's not worth our while. Or there isn't enough margin. So this is core content that you now have as you start to think about the product projects you're going to be doing in the future. And of course, we had Michelle Falzon help us with identifying our marketing mountain process and putting them up for review. And so this process is obviously still available for you. The recording is still there available for you. And anytime you're identifying a mountain, I want to remind you to go back to the basics. Now, this isn't just for idealists. Just the other day, I was working with our Marketing Success Mastermind people. And as you know, some of the idealists have now moved into the Mastermind program. And we all do it. I do it. We think of a tactic. We want to do this thing. It's very topical. It's happening right now. And we forget to go through the whole process to really identify who is this for? What is it exactly that I'm selling? How am I going to get them up the mountain through the funnel, through awareness and consideration and conversion? And then how am I going to turn them into clients forever? But this is core marketing. Like I said, we're even reminding our masterminders, right, who are part of a, you know, $18,000 program, that we have to keep going back to these basics anytime we're working on our marketing. And it all starts, as we know, with our ideal client. And for the last year, I've been harping on about this ideal client, and you know that. But it is the core thing. Markets are changing. Some of you are going to have to take right now online opportunities that you didn't have to before. right? What you were doing offline, you're now doing online. Some of you were online, but perhaps your client avatar has changed because people's needs are different. Perhaps they can't come visit you in person, and therefore you're thinking, well, I'm going to appeal to a different customer. Or you're offering a new thing. Again, does the ideal client need and want that? We're always looking at the ideal client, right? Our ideal client avatar is something that I have available to me. And anytime I'm doing a social post, I'm writing an email, for me, it's a she. She is up front and center. I am speaking to her specifically. And so your ideal client, and some of you have changed who your ideal client is. You know, like Selena started off and she was very focused on doing things for introverts. And now she's pivoted a little. She's doing more on the tapping work. And so you want to identify who the ideal client is that you're working with at any particular time. This is core knowledge, and you want to keep digging in and getting to know them better and better, right? Because the deeper you know them, the more you understand their language, the more you understand their pain points, the easier it's going to be for you to keep crafting offers that they want. And especially right now, where some of you have had to do some pivots, digging back in, doing your ideal client avatar again, or just reviewing it, doing some more client interviews, that's going to get you closer to having the right what for the right who. So then you can go to the how. And remember, we talked about both the underlying and the literal problems. Remember, we're never looking at it at just face value, because when a woman says, I've got nothing to wear in my wardrobe, we know that that could be, I feel frumpy and old and fat, right? That might be what's really going on. Or when someone comes and, you know, or when a corporation or a team leader comes and says, you know, I want you to come and teach mindfulness to my team, the underlying issue could be, I'm freaking out because my staff is now all working from home and I know it's not good for their mental health. So I need to be doing something because I'm afraid I'm going to lose them. So we're always looking at the underlying. If you've got any comments, any questions as I'm going along, let me know. We're doing, as I said, just an accelerated look through the tools and the knowledge that you have now available to you since starting this program. I want to speak very quickly about your ideal client interviews because I remember when you first did these. Can you remember when you first did these, how awesome the results were? Some of you had never spoken to your clients in this way before, and you either put a post in the member group, or you looked at your clients that you already had, or you did your ideal client chooser, and then you said, okay, I'm going to interview women in this profile, and you started to dig in. And that allowed you to change direction. That allowed you to create lead magnets. That allowed you to create different products and services. I'm just going to open up your camera. Have we got everyone's cameras on? We do. Hello, gorgeous faces. Who remembers doing a client interview? Who can remember? Right? It was ages ago. But I want you to remember, hey, Anita, that this continues to be the way to, I mean, there's no bigger way to show your clients that you love them by continuing to ask them what they need and not being bashful about it. People are honored that you ask. They become bigger fans when you ask. And the more you ask, the more you can articulate their problems using their words, whether you're using Ryan Levesque's ask methodology, which I've told you about, whether you're looking at the frequently asked questions that come into your customer support, whether you're sitting one-on-one and recording a conversation, this is gold. Your interviews are gold. And so it's something you want to do again, especially if you're creating new products, new services, or you're changing from offline to online, or you're delivering something totally different or to a different market. And I want to talk about your offers, because for some of you, over the last 12 months has been the first time that you've worked through an offer using our seven elements of an offer. So I'm going to give you very quickly a quick test. Who can tell me one of the elements of an offer? Go ahead and put it in chat. What are one of any seven elements of an offer? Let's see which ones you remember. Inclusions, yes. Branding, yes. What else? Any others? Bonuses, yes, very good. Scarcity, the name, yes. Guarantee, risk minimization, great. Price, name, got it. Let's see if we've missed any. Price, inclusions, name, brand, risk reversal, bonuses, and there's one more, scarcity. And scarcity is an important part of any offer because you need to give clients a reason to know, why now? Why should I buy now? It's the reason that we have a bonus that goes away, or an expiration date on our offer, or a discount that disappears. It's why we open and close the doors to our membership, you know, in a particular time, and we're not always open. It's why the 40% off sale ends Friday. Make sense? All right, very good. And we also, when we were talking about our products and our offers, we're talking about, well, can I bundle things? Can I take something that was a bonus and make it an inclusion? Can I take an inclusion and make it a bonus? Can I sell two things at once? Can I put my Mother's Day package together, Deb Bauer, and put a few products together? Can I, you know, can Anita bundle a couple of accessories? Or Karina, can you bundle a couple of things that are complementary? Maybe it's a hair clip and a necklace. Well, it's a necklace and some earrings, right? And creating your bundles as part of your offers. This is your opportunity to upsell, to cross-sell in your product range. And it doesn't just work with physical products. It's our would you like fries with that, and remembering to do that. And then we looked at our marketing channels. And this is still, you know, we're still in the first like quarter of the ideal. And we looked at our owned, earned, and paid. Again, anytime you're putting something to market, you have something to sell. What do I really own where I can promote this? Right? And we were having this conversation with Karina. Do you have an email list? Do you have a website? Do you have social platforms? Earned. I am seeing you use earned so well. How many of you have collaborated with another member in the network in the last couple of months? Can I see a show of hands? Yeah, there's a bunch of you. Hey, Francine, because you're understanding this earned. When you do something with someone else, you are leveraging their fame, their list, their affinity with their audience. This is one of the most undervalued ways to get more eyeballs to your offer, is that earned. And it's actually, I know some people find it hard to ask for help. I have been that person who's been reluctant to form a strategic alliance because I didn't want to set up expectations and et cetera, but it's also a great form of leverage. And I've seen a bunch of you doing this. I know, you know, Karina's working with Fiona at the moment around doing a product review. I know that Fran Pratt's got a bunch of people on her talks that she's got coming up. I know Anita had a bunch of members. Anita says, thanks, Susie. Great refresh on my retreat. I don't think it's going to happen. Are you doing a reach? I'm wondering. Okay. I'll get to that a little later. So we've got some questions. That's great. Thank you. So with your marketing channels, paid is great. We pay for leads every single day. Trust me, it kills me, but it supplements what else we're doing. We're also doing the owned and the earned. So paid works, but you want to keep building your own assets. Do you guys remember this guy swinging from vine to vine? The lesson with this one was that we never want to leave them hanging. We always want to be telling people the next thing that they can do with us. And so this is your step two. This is someone downloads a magnet, and then on step two, you're making the next offer. This is someone does step two, and now you're making the next offer. This is about not letting things go cold, right? We don't offer a lead magnet and then we hope they open the email and respond. This is about right there on the page, making the next offer. But this can also be someone just listened to your podcast, Chandra, and maybe you had a download. Rather than saying, thank you, your download is on the way, what can you do? Can you send them to your free Facebook group? One of the things that we've been doing, you know, and I teach this stuff, is when someone downloads a Content Sales podcast, we would go, great, thank you. Your podcast is, your download is on its way. By the way, you can subscribe to the podcast here, and we'd send them off to Apple. So we just updated that. And so once you download something, it's going to the Mastermind information page. Now, is it a huge leap from listening to a podcast to go on a mastermind? Absolutely. But until we have something better in the interim, better than saying, hey, it's on its way, we're now sending people to a page where they can see that, you know, Tasha went from having a business that wasn't profitable to a business that's profitable. Yvonne multiplied her business by five times, et cetera, et cetera. They can see all these client stories. So that swinging, yeah, I think this was my biggest aha of the course. Yes, great. So they use this all the time. I love that. Yeah, and Chandra says she loves the Tarzan analogy. Yeah, it's a really good one. And credit to Michelle Falzon for articulating that from us. This is about doing that problem-solution dance. We offer them something, it solves a problem. We then give them the next vine because now there's a new problem. It's like when we did our free How to Find an Ideal Mentor webinar. It's like, great, now you know how to go find a mentor. But if you don't want to do the legwork, here's a vine. The vine is watch this webinar. And then in the webinar, we offer mentoring. And so you always want to make sure you've got that vine, you've got that next step for your people, because it's very easy for them to just go silent. So for us right now, one of the things that we're doing after people have done our quiz or downloaded is we're sending them to the free Facebook group that we've created for non-members. That's now up to about 1,700 people. And it's growing, you know, slowly every single day. But it's because we're giving people a step two where we were saying, no, thank you so much for downloading that thing or registering for the webinar. We'll see you there. Now we're giving them a step two, even while they wait, right? Even while they're waiting right now to do the Mike Michalowicz webinar, which we've got coming up, they're going to the Facebook group. So you want to just check and see, am I giving people dead ends anywhere? Can I be giving them instead a vine? Very good. Let's go to the buyer's journey, Robin. This is the way all of us buy anytime, whether we're buying a pack of gum or whether we're buying a, you know, $18,000 mastermind. It all starts with awareness. And so this is about attracting people. And so you always want to have some activity, which is awareness activity. This is your lead magnet. This is your free things. This is your speaking on a podcast. This is you being on Anita's show that she's running at the moment. Before consideration. Consideration is where you're showing your testimonials. It's where you're getting proposals out. It's where they're consuming the next thing that you've offered. And then conversion comes after that. But we have to remember that even if the journey is quick from awareness to consideration to conversion, like it is buying a pack of gum, that step still exists. And then, of course, there's two others after that, which is the loyalty and advocacy stages. But at the very least, what are you doing around awareness? What are you doing around consideration? What are you doing around conversion? All the time. Right, running a business is complex. We're doing a lot of different things at the same time, but we don't have to do them all the time. But these are all the different things that you focused on in the last 12 months. And then, of course, we started to dive into the growth zones. And in systems, we talked about starting to document your systems. And I was looking back at your applications for Ideal, and I could see how many of you needed to get out of the day-to-day. People like Jane, people like Karen, and a few others who said, I just need to systemize the business. And I need marketing systems, and I need people systems, and I need product systems, etc. And then we dove into products. And we looked again at developing our products, pricing our products. Do we have a chocolate wheel of products where they can pick anything anytime? Or is it Ascension, where they have to do one thing to do the other? Like our Ascension model is membership to Ideal to Mastermind. That's one of the ways people ascend. And we looked at planning. And we looked at planning a number of times over the last year. We looked at planning, just talking about having a planning culture and starting to plan. But then, of course, we did deeper planning with PJ at the beginning of the year. Sales and marketing, we touched on multiple times, right? We've talked sales and marketing in the last 15 minutes. But we did our promotional calendar. Now, for some of you, it was like, well, we did it, but we had to throw it out the window because COVID-19 happened. But sales and marketing, this is tools in your tool belt. You have things in there about how to attract, how to convert, how to keep your ideal clients. These are all trainings. These are things that are available to you. And money. We talked about knowing our numbers. That's not a subject we could have avoided in this program. Because I know for many of you, one of your goals for being here was to have a more viable business. And we've talked about that again and again. And we talked about one of the things to growing and scaling a business is people. And for some of you, that's meant the virtual assistant that you've hired. For some of you, it is the new staff that you've brought on. For some, it's the new managers that you've brought on. Maybe now you have an organizational chart and you are briefing your staff. Some of you, I know, did your plan for 2020 and then spent that time going through the plan with your team and bringing them up a level, so that you can step more into the CEO role. And all the while we've been looking at how do we go from solopreneur to micropreneur to entrepreneur. Now, some of this language we only introduced to you in the last 6 months, but you got to decide, do I want to be a solopreneur? And I'm really happy with that. Or do I want to be a micropreneur? And so I'm going to have a small team and now I'm going to go about doing that. Or do I want to be an entrepreneur? And I know some of you, you're in that micropreneur to entrepreneur. Some of you are in solopreneur to micropreneur. Others are solopreneur, happy, that's where I want to be. And so we got more clarity on the type of business we want to have, because our ideal business is the type of business we want to have. It's not the type of business others have or our competition has or others want us to have. It's our ideal business. And we've talked a lot about our customers. How do we make them fans? More recently, we looked at Pat Flynn's work as far as really putting the spotlight on our clients. And then, of course, Belinda spoke to us about putting the spotlight on our business, on our customers, on ourselves. And we've talked about self-leadership, and we've talked about our personal development, and we've talked about leading our communities and really stepping into the role of CEO. Karina, that is in your library. If you go into your library, you will see that link. If Robin has it, she could add it here now, but otherwise it's definitely in your library. And of course, we had our implementation days, and we had wonderful guests. We had Michelle on one. We had Amy, the gorgeous Amy Lee. We had Belinda come and share their expertise. And we did profile reviews. You submitted your profiles and you got a video back telling you all the different things that you could fix about your website or your social channels or getting your profile out there more. And of course, we had our monthly Q&As where we answered loads and loads of questions, and we all supported each other to get answers to the questions that we had. And we did planning. We did a lot of planning, right? But you now have the ideal success plan structure, the idea that you want to start with your vision. Then you're looking at your strategic objectives, and we only want three or so of those a year. And then you're looking at the projects that belong to the strategic objectives. And I used my example, where last year the strategic objective was lead generation, and we did a download, we did a quiz, and we did our summit. And then we looked at the actions, and you actually broke down every single task into the specific actions. Karina, we've got your camera now. And then some of you did laser coaching with PJ. Big round of applause for PJ, because he did an awesome job. And I know that many of you were supported by the work that he did with his laser coaching. And I appreciate him doing that. He's actually mentoring at the moment. Otherwise, I'd have had him pop in and say hi. So that is a very quick recap. We've done a lot in the last 12 months. And for some of you, as I said, this was your second year. So for some things were new for you, some things went deeper. The program was always about evolving. And going deeper on each of the lessons. So, hey, Sonia Pilotto. Yes, that is still available to you. Yes, and you can go back and review that at any time. So here's what I want to do. I want to look at some of your wins, some of your very specific wins and acknowledgement. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up each of the lines. And what I would love for you to do is, if you have an acknowledgement for that person, I want you to go ahead and pop it inside of chat. And the person, when I bring you on, I want you to share what for you have been, what you feel your achievements are. Anyway, you'll see the way it goes, and we will get round to everyone. And who we're going to start with is Ange Sinclair, because she's an A. No, because she's first on my list. That's why we're going with her. So, hey, Ange, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good, really good.
Good. It's so lovely to have you here. I've loved having you inside the program. And I know that one of the things that you were looking to do 12 months ago was to be able to serve more people, to do more for your community, and to really connect with more people. You also wanted to start to look at a recurring revenue model. So tell us how you did. What do you consider your biggest achievements for the last 12 months?
Okay, so I've written a big list.
Oh, good.
So for me, going from day to day, I don't do that so much anymore. I have a really structured plan. And so in the last 12 months, I've done the Perfect Poo package, the Perfect Poo follow-up, which is actually really converting today. It's been consistent. And for me, because I'm not seeing super amounts of client, to get $500 per person is a big deal. Makes a huge difference for my practice. So I would say that is really good. I have a weekly newsletter now, whereas I had a consistently a monthly newsletter. And initially there was a drop off, but now I noticed that it's come back to where it was. So that's good. I'm more consistent going live Mondays and Tuesdays on my Facebook page and Fridays in my group page. I'm doing downloads, which I didn't do before because I didn't understand the process. I have a lot more processes in place. On Friday afternoons, I do my expenses and all my accounting stuff, and then plan for the next week and do stock take of everything that I need to do. So all those processes are all done completely. I never sit down anymore and think, oh, I should be doing something, but I don't know what that is. Now there's so much to do. I think, holy hell, there's so much to do. I've got to keep going. So, which is good. And I think there's much more. I'm more consistent as a person. You know, I thought I was consistent, but I had no idea. So that's been really good for me. And also interacting with everybody in this group. You know, I've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, by the end of this week, 6 interviews with everybody else. They've been on my channel and I've been
on my channel as
well. So that's been really great for me because that gives you exposure that you wouldn't otherwise have. So I think that's probably a win for me as well. I think they're all good things.
Awesome.
In fact, my business has gone so well in the last 2 months, I've actually outdone myself. I can't get the job seeker post. So
it's a good problem to have,
it is,
right?
It's a really good problem to have. And it's been fantastic working with everybody because at least I am a big believer, if you see an idea that will work for you, put it into action. So it's been pretty scrappy, but I think I'm better with that scrappiness now. So that's what I'd say I've learned over the last 12 months.
Fantastic. Congratulations. And you're a power example here. Amazing work, Ange. Thank you for supporting all of us and paying it forward. So great, Ange. Great. And love keeps coming. Selena, you're up next. I know that you took a little bit of a change in your avatar and what you were promoting over the last 12 months and working on introverts and then switching to EFT. Can we have a camera? Do we have a camera for Selena or no? Let's have a look here. Why can I not see you? Let's go to Selena's camera, please, Robin. All righty. So talk us through it. Well, what have been your biggest achievements?
Well, I just wanted to say it has been so challenging this, being part of this group because I was in a very good way because I was faced like every day with what I'm not doing and what I need to do, you know? And it has been like, yeah, challenging but amazing learning process, and I really learned from each and every one of you taking those small baby step or big steps and taking actions, you know. So the biggest achievement actually is that I finally settled down to going back to one of my most successful programs, and that is tapping for food cravings, and it's called actually The Missing Link. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to be called. And I'm creating now, I'm just completing the lead magnet for that. Yep. And that should be out in by the end of this week. And so I will continue being part of her business, of course.
Right.
And then, you know, what I'm looking forward to is collaborating more and just giving more to the community. And but I just feel like I'm really in the face of all those challenges, I'm finishing on a really great note. And I've got a team now, a powerful team that, you know, gives me focus with where to go and the technical support. And yeah, just looking forward to cooperating more. And I've got a better idea where I'm going with the programs. It's just amazing, amazing, amazing. But while I was going through it daily, it seemed like I was failing. I was the biggest failure for myself.
I understand.
Yeah, and what I discovered is, you know, just to trust what I have to offer. And no one else can do it. I am the one who has to actually trust what I have to offer. And
I love it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. You bring up a really good point. And because it's so easy to compare ourselves to each other's achievements. And the thing is, we're living very different lives. We have different levels of experience. We have different levels of knowledge. The learning curve was sharper for some than others. Some of you had more time to put into the program, into listening, into watching and doing the worksheet. So please don't judge yourself. This is really just a matter of looking back at the show and going, well, this is how far I've come that I might not have done. And some great comments for you in the chat here to Selena. And Robin, can you do me a favor? The question that Anita asked earlier, would you pop it somewhere in my document? Because I don't want to forget it. And it's going to be way down the list once we've been through everyone's acknowledgements. Thank you. All right, the lovely Francine, who joins us from WA. One of the things Francine said to us very early on is that she was suffering from shiny object syndrome. And we'll go straight to her camera if she's got it on. And you are also really keen to start moving from one-to-one to one-to-many. Now, I know you've been busy. We haven't heard a lot from you lately, but give us the lowdown. What, looking back, have been some of the milestones for you?
Yeah, hi, thanks, Susie. Good to be here. I'm in an isolation with a four-year-old. So looking back over this time, the biggest thing for me is one focus, and really putting that into my business. And of course, I keep getting shiny coins, and the interesting thing, like I just gave one away the other day. I had this opportunity to go down. And do some stuff, and I ended up working it with someone, and then going, do you know what, this is going to take me off in a completely other direction to where I need to go. So I have I trained someone up and just gave it to them. I just said, here, enjoy. So they're going off and running stuff, which is brainstorming sessions for entrepreneurs. So where I'm now refocusing again, it gets back to that one focus. So with doing our projects, I ended up breaking down some of my programs into three different programs. One of them I ended up I've got no idea what this is. I'm playing with the iPad at the same time.
Yes, it's like a little ghost. You know what we're seeing is like we see your background of whatever city that is. It's probably Perth. Okay. And then we see a little face pop in, and then a little face goes sorry, off you go.
Okay, so to finish, yeah. So basically I've split that up into three programs, and one program I was trying to sell for, I don't know, $267. I've now packaged it together with this other part of the program. I'm selling it for $2,500, and it went off like hotcakes. So since being with you guys, I ended up taking on in 10 weeks 33 high-ticket clients, which then put me into burnout, because you guys told me to turn off my funnel, and of course I didn't listen because I had to do it my way. And I've got that experience now, and I'm still trying to get over the burnout. But basically for me, one focus, and I've just launched a membership, a real soft launch, just to have the next like Tarzan for my people, and just a place for people to go I've got a lot of people who want to do my program, but of course are in fear. So I offer them my membership. I'm shutting down my Facebook pages because I can't spread myself that
right
far, or my Facebook groups, and just put it into the membership. So there's been quite a lot that I've that I've done, and great collaborating with everybody.
Thank you. You did it. Thank you, Francine. Now, you've been just such a wonderful energy to have inside the group, and I just so appreciate you. And so lots of love to you. And Anita says, it's life, Francine. And Linda says, you're such a powerhouse. Love your energy and the way you always have time to help your colleagues.
Thank you. Yeah. And if I can just finish on this for 2 seconds, it's very funny, life this way. I was interviewing four people, and one of them was Chandra on a panel the other day, and I warned them. I say, guys, Minnie Munchkin may suddenly walk into this live. So I'm interviewing people, we're having this great chat, and suddenly it was just like, guys, I'm out of here. And Chandra was just such an awesome thing. She just went, right, okay, so this was the question I wanted to ask you. It was beautiful. I had to just turn off my video and then pop back 10 minutes later. So yeah.
Love it. Thank you so much. You're awesome. Jane, we are coming across to you, and let me see if we got your camera. Now, your business has been taking off. When I last spoke to you, it sounded like it was going really, really well, and perhaps some of the goals that you had taken a change. But one of the things that you wanted was team, system focus, processes. Tell us where you're at and how your progress has been over the last 12 months.
Well, thank you. And thank you to everybody that I've met and interacted with on this group. It's been fantastic. Absolutely. When I came into this, into the Ideal program, I was just drowning. I was burnt out. It was just everything. I had a business that unexpectedly just was growing so fast, and I just couldn't cope. We just couldn't cope. And what we were realizing is that speed to growth is not necessarily a great thing. And so the systems things really, really helped. And we now have HR systems for recruitment and onboarding. We've taken on 6 people since I started this program.
Wow, that's fantastic.
You know, and the last one was since COVID. And so that's been a really interesting process for us to do the recruitment and onboarding remotely. But again, we at least had that system in place because that was a priority for us. Our financing reporting, our marketing, everything's now documented or being documented, so that's really good, which has served us well in this COVID times because we're helping a lot of our clients pivot at the same time as we're trying to pivot ourselves. And so it's having those systems and having these frameworks just allows me to go, you know what, we just need to do this. So it gives me a roadmap that I can, whereas before I would have been going, what do we do? What do we do next? And some of that. So it's just been fantastic. My team, the feedback to me is how much I've grown as a leader and being able to be calm and to take that leadership position. Whereas before, I think I was all caught up in the whole sort of doing the business rather than leading the business. I think that's really shown. And that was their feedback to me just last week. So
congratulations. That is huge. Really, you're a wonderful role model. And yeah, getting lots of love here in the channel. Just really, you know, yes, it's great to get the feedback from the team. I mean, that's wonderful validation. But for you also recognize that you know the growth in yourself.
And
what you've done, I mean, you're really on that micropreneur to entrepreneur track, and I just couldn't be happier for you because you took that planning and systems on board and you just owned it and you implemented it, and now you're reaping the rewards of that and for, you know, all the hard work that you've done. Because sometimes we can be in business for a long time but our progress is slow, but then there's some key growth zones that when we put them into place can really move things for us. So big congratulations to you.
And I just want to say one thing. I really loved the sessions with PJ. I had three, you know, I just had these really pinpoint, it was like 15-minute conversations, which totally changed. Something got me right smashed through some roadblock. It was just amazing. So I just found that such an important part of the program. So thank you. And thank you to everybody.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Awesome. All right. Now, one of our quieter members, but still rocking it, is Judy Bailey. Judy, do we have you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Hi, good. You look lovely.
Thank you. Put the cardigan on.
So you obviously have an established business with your husband. You have history, you have sustainability, you've been around for a while, and one of the things that you are looking at is really starting to develop and focus more on the pacifier product. But you tell us, what have been your biggest takeaways over the last 12 months? Well, not takeaways, but your biggest achievements, not about us. What do you feel like you've achieved?
Well, I've found it's been quite challenging because we've got sort of a few different areas within our business and where to focus and when. And there's been a lot of changes that we, you know, out of our control. So
yes,
to get focused on one thing and then something else pops up and you sort of change direction a little bit. But I've learned a lot, and there's a lot of people within the group that can help, and I think I'll just start again.
Well, those resources are there and they're available to you to review. You know, you did a great job with the Christmas offer, and there's no reason why, you know, you couldn't pull that out, everything we learned through, everything we went through, and apply it to another area when the time comes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks. You look stunning. You look gorgeous.
Thank you.
All right. The lovely Anita McLaughlin.
hang on a minute.
Oh, hang on. I jumped around. Yes, I jumped around too. I was supposed to go to someone else, but you were there.
Where are you?
Can you see me?
Oh, hang on. I've got to go back. There. Now I can see you. Okay.
Now, you've had a huge year. We did a retreat. You've done a couple of pivots. You know where you were a year ago? You probably remember, but your husband was just coming home. And all that was changing. And so you weren't real sure exactly what was going to happen to the business, where you're going to be living, et cetera, et cetera. And so much has changed. So tell us about it.
Okay. I guess for me, I was looking for a way getting clarity around my business. That's why I joined Ideal. And so now I have more clarity about how to approach things. Whereas before I was shiny bright objects, left, right and center, you know, the busier I am, the better I am, blah, blah, blah. So all of that has been fantastic learning for me. I've learned that to go deeper with more thought and purpose, I guess, is really important. So I've learning to do all that. So thank you for giving me those skills and the confidence to take that approach. Been a big mind shift change for me.
Can I just say something on confidence? I was just reflecting on it this morning as I was preparing for today. It's like your work is helping women feel more confident. Isn't it just ironic that it's also like we give what kind of we need ourselves as well sometimes? And I have seen your confidence grow in the last year as you've tried new things and seeing those things actually work, like that has bolstered you as well, and that's been really great to see.
You're so right, Susie. Thank you. And I wrote that down in my little list as I was trying to get some thoughts together. It is about that, and I feel a lot more confident in my ability to be able to make the right decisions and how to move forward. So that's been probably the biggest win. I love the relationships in this group. Mm. This is an amazing community. So for me, having the support of these wonderful women with these beautiful brains and abilities and thoughts and skills and all of that is just beyond my wildest dreams, honestly. Being a solopreneur for so long and thinking that I had to do everything myself, probably the biggest lesson on a personal growth level is that if you reach out, people are actually really happy to help you and you get so much out of that in return. And then, you know, that give and take and that lift up and the support. And I think all of that has just been a real awakening for me, but so very beneficial. The personal growth has been probably the biggest growth of all.
Mm, thank you so much. Really just adore you and having you here and getting lots of love in the, yes, you do inspire lots of love in the chat here. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
Julie Donnell. And Julie's had are you there?
Yes.
Ah, there she is. Great. And so your coaching business, as we know, you are juggling family in a big way, especially now. And started off looking to perhaps pivot to celebrity clients. But then you've gone down this other path where you've created all these assets. So tell us a little bit about that.
So it inspired by Anne, she had her nice big list of things that she's achieved. I literally just went, whoa, what have I achieved? So I've written it down. So I just quickly run through it. So I did client interviews. I created 2 landing pages. I created 2 thank you pages. I updated my website 3 times, which was a good learning curve for me. Changed my website URL and email and all the bits and pieces that goes with that. I set up MailChimp completely. Mm. And then I've been growing my database, which has been probably the biggest thing that I've been able to create in a structured way. I was doing it very lightly before, but I think I was only trying to target people coming straight away and not sort of nurturing those leads that of people that weren't ready. So I've been emailing them for the last 2 months on a weekly basis. So that's become a perfect habit for me to keep in connection with them. I've set up an online booking system. So it's all connected, which is really great with MailChimp. I've created 4 new programs. The Her Confidence Shines, that's my signature program. Overcoming Overwhelm, Discovering Direction and Conquering Change. So I've got 4 new programs. I've created 3 new resources, so the A to Z Self-Care Survival Strategies, Working from Home and Boosting Your Mood. So that's all about surviving and thriving through COVID-19 and beyond. So I've really pivoted to what do people want now. And I've got a Chaos to Calm rescue call, which is a 15-minute free call. And then and listening to you this morning talk about, you know, what's the Tarzan, what's the next step? Then that goes to I offer a Chaos to Calm revive session, which is just a 30-minute in and out session. So it's not like a big, long structured program. It's just, what do you need today? Support you in that. And I also just last week came up with a new thing called Feel Good Phone In Friday. We don't normally work on a Friday, but I thought I'll open my lines up. And it's, you know, there's no appointment necessary. There's no technology. There's none of that sort of stuff that you need to do when you book a normal call. It's just phone in, have a chat. And so I thought I'd start that up. So it's like a drop-in, but it's like a phone-in for me. And then on a personal level, I've seen that I've sabotaged myself many different times in many different areas. So that's the sort of stuff that I don't like to look at, but it's really good for me to look at. And I've learned that just do it and learn from it rather than waiting for it to be perfect, because I've done a lot of that. And I completely believe that we do give what we need. So much of what I give is exactly what I need, which is so nurturing, and why I do what I do. Like, my purpose is so clear and crystal that I know that this is what I need to be doing. So thank you, Susie. It's been a roller coaster. It's been up and down, but I've completely enjoyed every moment. And thank you to everybody in the program. I've got something from everybody when I've rewatched the recordings. There's always something that I didn't hear on the call, but I will hear it, you know, on the recording.
And you're getting so many beautiful comments here. And the one that popped out at me is, you've really faced your fear around technology in such a big way, you know, and integrated that into what you do. And that's going to put you in such a good place. But thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you, Julie. Karina, have we got Karina? I think her camera was working. Hello.
Hi, am I on? Yes, I'm on. Hi.
You're on. We're wearing similar colours. Oh, well, mine's a bit darker.
Oh, we are too. Yes. Matching today.
So I know that one of the places that you were at when you joined the program was wanting your website to actually be a place that brought in money. I don't know if you remember that.
So the last 12 months I've seen significant growth. Focus has never been an issue for me, Susie. The issue for me was actually all the behind the scenes. I call it the science behind the scenes, but what I mean by that is just the understanding of technology and systems, like the emailing sequences and the systems, you know, in terms of constructing the offer. And so I just kind of always put it under the science of, you know, business, really. And I just, I knew that I didn't know all that stuff. And I think being part of the program has connected a lot of the dots for the thing that I was focusing on, which was to strip out the guts of my business and recreate it so that it actually looked and felt the way that I wanted it to be. And that is where I am now. I've got it to the point where the branding feels right, and the product collections that I've come up with this year feel right. And you know, constructing my offers, it all now feels right, and I'm going down the right path. Now it is just a matter of just obtaining the traffic. So using all that stuff that I've learned to gain traction, to reach my super fans, so so that I can actually bring the traffic now to the website. And, you know, last week was a reasonable week because things have been quite slow. Yeah. So I actually had, you know, some business last week, which is great, but even though jewellery at the end of the day is not a thing that people are really wanting to buy just now, but with gift time coming up and the introductory of the gift cards, you know, I'm continuing to expand every single week. There isn't something I'm not doing. And that's thanks to all the stuff that I've learnt from the program.
Thank you.
So I'm very pleased with the way things are going. And, you know, my next question in the back of my mind is, you know, what's next in terms of, you know, I hope that there's something that somebody in my position can move on to within her business in terms of, you know, see where things go. But the what next is the question for me.
Okay, great. So well, I'll give you a little bit of an answer to that.
Incredible, and thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to unmute PJ because he did pop in. Robin sent him a message and I said, look, pop in and say hi because people are saying, are you there, Peach?
I am.
Okay. Hi. We are in process and I know you've got a mentoring session coming up. And so I thought I would just invite you in very quickly to see if there's anything you felt like saying to these gorgeous women.
Thank you. I'm midway through my lunch and I actually have a 12 p.m. National Australia Bank Economics and Markets Live client webinar that I'm attending. So in 5 minutes. So it sounds really dry and boring, but my bank manager said to me yesterday, I better be there. So I said, all right, well, I'll be there. So I just want to say hi and acknowledge you all and congratulate you all on the 12 months of work you've done. I think it's interesting when we look back at the goals we set ourselves and think about the progress we make and how sometimes it's quite a windy road. It's quite a zigzag road, and certainly we've all been thrown a bit of a windy road in the last 6 weeks. But to look back at it and think, you know, progress is never as straight a line as we think it's going to be. But when I think back over the years and look at the progress I've made, it's often been quite fast in times and other times quite slow. And the slow times for me have been when I've been having to get my head in the right space and learning something new. And the faster times are usually when I get to a point where I go, okay, I've got that, and now I can just move forward really quickly. I don't know if that makes any sense or if that sort of resonates with you, but I've just seen a lot of progress because I've had the joy of working with some of you one-on-one over the last year. And certainly, you know, in the laser mentoring that we've done as well, but I've seen a lot of progress and a lot of achievement. And I just want to make sure that you stop and reflect and acknowledge yourselves for the progress you've made. Because each and every one of you I know has made great progress in your own way. It's never a race against each other. It's always a race against ourselves. Because there's no point in looking at anyone else. You only got to look at your own sort of track that you're on. So anyway, I just want to say thank you and acknowledge
you. Well, thank you so much. People were commenting about the laser sessions. And so I just wanted to acknowledge you and say thank you again for everything you contributed to the program. And I know you got to go and we've got some more people to acknowledge. So I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you later.
Down the hall.
Okay.
Bye.
Ciao,
bye, PJ.
Okay, bye.
All right. The lovely Christy Lee is up next. And Christy Lee, you have done so much in the last year and so been such a wonderful participant in this program. I know that you were looking at developing new products. You were trying to, you know, get back into the business after having, you know, juggling family and position yourself more as an expert in your field. But you tell us in your words, what have been your biggest achievements?
Yeah, look, hi, Susie. Hi, everyone. I guess, firstly, I want to echo what some of the others have said, and I think Anita particularly. This is such a supportive and amazing group. And I've just really appreciated everyone, yourself, Susie, and everyone else, and just so generous, and everyone's willing to help. And, you know, I just think it's been so great. So I've appreciated that. I was just sitting here thinking, well, I don't really have a big list of things to list off, but I actually do. I think when I started Ideal, I was lost, I think is probably the best word for it. So the business was just turning 13 years old, so I've been in business a little while, and all the things that had worked before were not working, and it was crickets, and it was just scary probably, and I didn't really know what to do. And I thought, what haven't I done for a while? And I thought, oh, I haven't really been into her business and listened and participated and done any of the training. So that's, I kind of re-tapped in there and then found out about Ideal. And I think what I've done over the last year is just learnt so much about all the things that I didn't know, and marketing for me was a big one because I'd kind of just marketed it instinctively up until that point, and it just stopped working. So I've learnt so much about the structure and the process and marketing mountains and all these words that I didn't know existed a year ago. So I've really learned a lot there. And I think I'm much more clear about what I want my business to look like. And I'm quite unapologetic about that now. So I previously thought it had to be a certain way and I had to service clients a certain way, but it was never really what I enjoyed. So I'm really clear about that now, which is great. I've got the podcast, I'm doing weekly Facebook Lives, which I never ever thought in a million years I would ever do. But I'm doing them every week, even on Good Friday. Someone pointed out to me the other day, I still did one on Good Friday. I'm doing those things. I've got an email list starting to build. I've started my Facebook group. I've learned about landing pages and lead magnets, and I've got heaps of more work I need to do there. I'm certainly a bit of a rookie there still, but I know what I need to do now, so I can do that. I've got a VA, and I'm going to start to build that team out again. So whilst I don't ever want to have 10 people working in an office with me again, I do want to have a team of some sort. So my VA has been awesome. I love her. And the podcast has probably been the biggest thing because I didn't anticipate on doing that, and I'm working on membership at the moment.
Yay! Yay to all of that. Ange says, I love how focused Christy Lee has been this last year. Her clarity over the year has been terrific and inspiring. And Karina says, Christy Lee, incredible progress and so professional. I find you have such a professional presence, which is so important as a business owner. I think your podcast is awesome. Well done on all your efforts, and lots of love from a few other members there as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're just a joy to be around. Thank you so much. Laurel, the lovely Laurel. Hey, hey.
Hello.
How are you, gorgeous Laurel?
Thank you. Sorry, someone outside my neighbours is practicing the Anzac Day last post on the trumpet. Maybe they're going to be performing at the drive.
They must be. That must be. That's next week, right? It's coming up soon.
Yes.
Now, one of your key things, not that you won't remember, but just for everyone else here, was that you were looking to transition more from relying on the full-time gig and moving more into the business. So that's one of the things, as you give us your wrap-up, that would be great to know the status of that.
I think the words that come to mind for me is I'm a slow burner. but I feel so supported and have felt so supported and part of a amazing bunch of women and skills and everything. It's been second to none, really. I can hardly sort of describe it. And I think Linda, you know, up here in Darwin, we know that, you know, we don't have access to these sorts of things in the remote-ish part of Australia. So that's been wonderful. And I think for me, believing that my business was, you know, worth sort of investing in and following through, that belief was pretty low at the start. And, you know, through the encouragement and ideas and everything that I've learnt here, it's given me more confidence in that, a lot more. So the things that have stood out to me have been learning about lead magnets and the email sequencing, and but mostly my mountains. You know, it's such a part of my vocabulary now, and working out, you know, what projects I need to focus on. And one of those is product development. So, you know, probably my biggest achievement there has been, you know, almost finishing, well, starting from scratch, the Uluru audio guide and the Stuart Highway guide. So, and I've already, you know, I'm starting on Kakadu. So that sort of product development really helped me get more focused into the business and refine my love for my business, I guess. And I think in terms of contract work, I have been, you know, it's been the biggest concern for me over many years. Well, whilst it earns me money, it distracts me from doing what I really, really, where my heart is at, which is DIY tour guide. And I almost feel like, well, I am, depending on what comes up next, but I think I'm going to run through Ideal again, like through if those assets are still available to us online. Mm-hmm. Because I'm at the stage now where my comms contracts are coming to an end, probably within 8 weeks. And COVID, of course, has thrown another spanner in the works, and that just, you know, caused a bit of a meltdown, those things coming together. But actually, after doing an income strategy and being thinking outside the square and, I guess, putting into place all the things I've learned over the last year, I'm actually feeling quite buoyed and energetic about the next 6 months. Of course, our tourism industry starts now, and we won't be having one, so it'll be a really big time of development for me. And I think if I hadn't have been through the last sort of 12 months with Ideal, I would feel much, much less able to go forward into this unknown time with tourism. So thank you. And after Reach and Ideal, and, you know, I don't want it all to go away.
Thank you so much. I will say a couple of things about that before we go today. I do want you to hear these acknowledgements that are in here for you. Ange says, I love how Laurel's confidence over the past year has soared. I'm going to cry.
Oh,
I love seeing her. And Selena says, looking forward to come to the remote area when we can travel. I'm in on that. And Linda says, I think your business idea is phenomenal and really looking forward to seeing it unfold in the new playing field of Northern Territory tourism post-COVID. So good to hear you found your love for your business again. Love your honesty, Laurel, and a couple of other beautiful comments there. So thank you so much, Laurel.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Now, the lovely Linda Emsley, who I cannot find. Where are you? There you are. hello. Now, if we go back 12 months, you were looking at changing some structures in your business. And then I know you had a couple of hurdles throughout the year, but you seem to have come out the other side stronger and better for it. So take us through your journey over the last 12 months.
Okay. Thank you. And I'll just reiterate what the others have said. I think it's finding the complete and utter honesty, generosity and support of this particular group has really played a really big role in helping me stay focused. So thank you to everybody. I think the biggest shifts for me, the biggest outcomes from the last 12 months are behind the scenes. It's a huge mindset shift for me to move from seeing myself as self-employed as to being a business owner, to stepping into a leadership role within my own business, even though I'm a solopreneur, has rippled out to be a leader within my community. And that has been a really big deal. Behind the scenes, I've been working on shifting from one website platform to another. I've shifted my database from MailChimp to MailerLite. I've set up some lead magnets and opt-ins and, you know, all those email sequence things have, you know, done my head in, but I've done them and they're working and my database is slowly, slowly growing. And one of the main outcomes that I wanted was to develop an online arm for my business, which, thank goodness, given the timing and what's going on at the moment, I actually launched a meditation subscription in March, just in time to have my doors shut for face-to-face clients that I can't see at the moment. So it's early days, but yes, I have achieved that goal of developing an online arm for my business. And I'm just looking forward to continuing the relationship with her business and to being in a position to able to contribute to other members here going forward.
Thank you so much. And you are contributing already. I know you've been collaborating with some members and I know you've put yourself down for the member experts opportunity that we have for you as well. So I want to thank you. I'm glad you're in good health and that you've made that progress and made that leap to online. Oh my goodness. Perfect timing. Thank you so much. We are coming across to the lovely Chandra and Moran. We have a few people yet to go. So diving right in. Now, Chandra, you are a rock star. We know that. You have pivoted and innovated and taken on feedback and just been an incredible member of this community. What has changed for you? Where are you at?
It's gone so fast.
You're there.
Hello. Yeah, it just feels like it's gone so fast. I can't believe it's been a year. But some of my achievements when I'm sort of reflecting back is that I've started working with a, a VA and in a much better way than I had before. Refined my ideal client, much narrower, feels much clearer in my mind. Although every time I think I've gone in as narrow as I can go, I go, oh, hang on a second, there's still these. I started the podcast interview series with women who've made career change after 40, and I've been loving doing that and have had great access to amazing people through this group and the Her Business community, which has been great. What else? I started a little test beta group of my online group coaching / membership thing, which has been fantastic, especially in the last couple of weeks. It's been so great to double down in that group, and how that's been going has been really good and exciting. I've been more consistent with social media and feel very connected to a much bigger group of experts in this community and the Her Business community as well, that I can use myself and feel really confident to recommend to other people that ask me for, hey, do you know anyone that can do this? And so that's really great to feel like I've got those people to be able to draw on and promote to others. Karina, I just posted a link to Plum Petal in another group that I'm in with people asking about ideas in Adelaide or South Australia for Mother's Day. I started mentoring with PJ, which has been really great, although he's getting to know the inner workings of my mind, which is a terrifying place, I'm sure. I think one of the big things is realizing like that this I've got all the pieces of the puzzle, and it's now just about, okay, how am I wanting to put them together, and how do I keep experimenting with the way that works best for me and is meeting the market where they're at. So yeah, lots of exciting things.
Lots of exciting things. And I think one of the things that you had said about yourself was that you feel like you have a lot of untapped potential. This is something you said to me very early on when we spoke, and I feel like you are tapping into that potential now. And I want you to really see that you have, like all those things you've done, elevating the way that you're showing up in the world. And so I just so appreciate that, and I'm grateful for you having been a part of this experience and allowing us to be part of that process for you. I also want to say about the ideal client, I know, isn't it a bugger? Every time I look, it's like, oh, I've got to look deeper. But thanks for being willing to go there. You are just so willing. And I think that is going to pay off in spades. I think it already is.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Sian Rocco. Sian's here. I'm muting Sian now. No, I'm trying to unmute Sian now. You might have to do it at your end. Sian, let me know. Can't do it.
Dan.
Dan, here she is. Hello. How are you?
I feel like a stranger and a laggard, and I'm so glad I've made the mark.
I'm so glad you're here. We haven't seen you in a while. So, and you've been one of those people who has been busy. You haven't always been able to make the sessions.
Yeah.
But bring us up to date anyway.
Yeah. No, well, I'm super glad to have at least made the last session, and it's really just so lovely to see everyone's faces and to get those updates, because I was a little bit more present in the early part of the program. And it's really been a great reflection, Susie. Thanks for taking us back over. I've got notes, and I've, you know, attended some sessions and some, you know, dabbling into the recordings and all of that. And I'm really surprised about my achievements. I've had a really tumultuous 12 months, which is in part why I haven't been here, but also because of the tilt that I made thanks to the early part of the program. Because when I came into the program, I was basically event managing, like staging events and doing everything associated with that. And then I realized that was not nourishing me. In fact, was leaving me quite exhausted. And I moved to a more B2B, if you like, tilt. And what I learned about marketing mountains, in fact, I think my biggest take home is something that, and we've kind of talked about this, you focus on what you need for yourself, and that is, you know, one thing at a time, or as Michelle says, sharpen the axe before you cut the tree. And that has really kept me coming back to one mountain while still seeing the potential relationships with other programs that I've, have written and delivered previously. So I've built on that. I'm really happy to report that my revenue has grown significantly, such that I've realised I'm going to have to register for GST, which has kind of been a goal for me, that I actually will earn enough to be in that position. So that's exciting. And what else have I done? I've got the clarity of direction, as I just mentioned. Interestingly, this situation of having to be still and really think through where I'm at and the direction of the business has actually been really useful, because I've toyed with online delivery of programs since before coming in here. And I have told myself, all of my adult life virtually, that I'm a technophobe and it's a generational thing. And so it's made me come face to face with that habit and realize it doesn't serve me well. And that actually, stepping through that, and I've done a few trial things with my community using Zoom, and that's gone really well, and it's encouraging. But also that stepping through that, block, that habit of mind, has also got me moving forward with other systems and related to technology. I've just connected with a great, I guess, virtual assistant, but virtual tech assistant, who's really... Mm-hmm. So clear in, I can map out the funnels and, I can say this needs to go here, but how to make it happen has always been the block to me. Mm. So I've started working with that woman and, mapping out things. And, and also a big achievement for WE was recognising the value of what I have to offer and pricing my offers accordingly and having having people willing to have me and be glad that they did, despite what seemed to me at the time, a big financial investment on their part. So, as I say, I feel like I've been a laggard in the group. I would have loved to have been more connected with everybody, because every time I see your faces, I'm just totally delighted in hearing your stories. But I've definitely got a lot out of the program, and like Laurel, I'm glad the resources will still be there, because it's worth going back again and again, and I'm hoping the group will still be there, because maybe I'll be able to be a little bit more active and contributing. So thank you. Wonderful. Everybody,
thank you as well.
Yeah,
thank you as well. And I will have to remember to say something about the group before we go as well. Thank you, Sian. And you're getting lots of comments here. And I agree, you have achieved a lot. And I remember when you made that pivot and you started to follow up on those leads in the B2B, and you did take all the steps. And as I said earlier, some of you had more capacity to participate more, but those recordings will be available to you. Those downloads are available to you to go back to as well. Now, I'm keeping an eye on the clock, and I'm a kind of bit of a stickler for time. However, I do want to get through everyone, and I don't want to have to rush them, but I'm going to ask all of you who are coming up to, be as succinct as you can without rushing yourself. And I will stay here until you're all done. And I think we've got about 4 or 5 people to go. So we're going to dive right into Sonia Filotto, who is up now. I think you're muted at your end. There she is. Hello.
Hello. Look, I just want to second everything that everybody has said, because there's no point repeating it, but I truly feel what everybody's done, I've achieved, even though I thought to myself, well, what have I achieved? But reality is I've had a lot of clarity, a lot of focus now, and really more importantly, I think I've realised that I've given up being a perfectionist. Because, I've gone up and down, and my biggest thing was my website. I finally got that up and moving and using the information, Susie, from here. I've put it into my website. I've even, more importantly, is before I used to take on everybody as a client, where now I just think, no, you're not my ideal client. There's the door. And that to me is gold because, you know, I can just get on with the job, so to speak. So I value myself a lot more from what I've learned. But, you know, I'm just writing things down. And I remember MailChimp was such a headache, but I went through that. And now clients are getting newsletters. You know, but half an hour ago, I'm thinking, what did I achieve? But there's so much. There is so much. And I love these girls. Every time I reach out to someone, they're there to help. It's great. PJ's been fantastic. You obviously have been fantastic. And I love, Susie, about you that you always stop and reflect on when we do things. Because with me, I'm just like, yeah, let's do it. Then bang, bang, bang. But I love how you just stop and think, okay, well, what have I done? So it's been fantastic. It's been up and down. It's been a great ride. And really thoroughly enjoyed what I've achieved, and along with hearing everybody else's achievements as well. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And you have achieved. I love that you were able to articulate them, you know, and sometimes it is just stopping to do the stock take because we don't realise that, you know, we've made the progress. Let me see who's next. We're going to go to the lovely Deb Bauer. And I don't know why I'm having trouble. There we go. Hey, Deb.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much.
You too have been, you know, able to make some sessions, unable to make others, but more recently, more available. Give us the rundown. What's your progress been?
Exactly, plus one to everything that Sonia said. So, well, I think for me, you know, the last few years I've had quite a few distractions of personal and living and things like that. And so even though I've wanted to physically achieve things, I've found it a bit of a struggle. And so, you know, I'm a second year idealist, and it's really for the community of the small intimate group of, you know, the intimacy that we could get to know each other a little bit more and form friendships from this, not just collaborations. Mm. And that's been the biggest takeaway for me. But in business, it's planning. You know, being organised, I've had been pulled into a few different directions this year, and even if I haven't finished something planning, I know that it's at a place and I've been able to come back to it and then move on. So, you know, really honing in on planning is gold. Recognising that if this business is to continue, we have to move to the right side of the quadrant and become a business. We've done solopreneur, you know, small business for 15 years, and I'm a bit over it. So if this is going to happen, and with the whole corona, of course, as I say, in racehorse analogy, I'm a bit of a Kiwi. You know, I come from behind and charge home. So I'm really loving. I'm really loving in a, you know, a weird way this, because it's brought up a great opportunity for us, and it's making me really knuckle down and do things. So yeah, it's moving into a business sense for the business, and honing in on our products. And it's really easy for us to continually make products and make products, but it's about, we have some standout products, and I'd like to showcase those a little bit more. So it's really just about that, and an appreciation of being in the group for the last 2 years. It's been wonderful.
Well, I hope you take a moment to read the love notes that members have left you here in the group, right in the chat column. Thank you so much. You're such a great contributor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kay Ewer. Hello.
I've really been absent for quite a while from the group, and so I've noticed that I have more connection with the people who are in the first round of Ideal than the people who are in the second round of Ideal because of my absence. So that's just about that. In the 2 years that I have been in Ideal, I have achieved a lot of the things I set out to achieve, and then there's been a whole number that I have not achieved. And really, that's just down to me. That's me bumping up against myself, bumping up against my limitations, where I am or not willing to push through things. And that's probably been the biggest thing. One of the biggest things that I've seen is where I hit up against stuff. That's probably the biggest thing to say. And I have achieved, I have actually achieved a lot of things also at the same time having said that. So I mostly just want to say thank you to everybody. And I appreciate the relationships. I appreciate people's authenticity. I appreciate people's stepping out and being generous and leadership. And, you know, I'm going.
Well, thank you. We have missed you. I have certainly missed you. And but I do know that you've been renovating houses and you've been going doing all sorts of things. So I appreciate you being here today and do want to acknowledge you for what you have achieved. It's always easy to see what we didn't get to, but if we can really own what we did, I think it just lifts our mood and gives us hope.
When I read through there's lots of things I could write down and go, well, I have done that and I have done that and I have done that. So that had me have a sense of there is a list of things that I have achieved and there's more to go, you know, and that's
thank
really,
you so
and,
it, much.
And getting clear about where to go and how it looks like has been really useful also. So thank you and thank you to PJ.
Thank you as well. So you're cutting out a little bit there. I can see quite a few comments for you there, and please do have a look at those. We're coming across to lovely Liz. Hey, Liz.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm really well. My goodness, how far have you come in the last year?
Oh, do you know, I'm like Kay. I feel like, you know, I feel like it took me a long time in this second year to... you know, to really put myself out there. But, you know, so I think I was quite quiet, more than I was in the first year. But that's not to say that I haven't absolutely loved seeing everyone's progress and watching everyone try these, you know, new ideas. And I just want to let you know that in the interest of time, I did take a whole page of notes of things that I have achieved. But I'm not going to run through them. I've actually posted the photo in the group for people to read.
Oh, great.
Page. But what I wanted to, because I wanted to actually show you this, which is what I did at the start of the first year, you got us to do our what my ideal business looks like. And when and that actually sits up near my desk.
I love it.
And what I love about it is that if I was to go through every one of those things, I have made progress and claimed those things. And so, you know, there's a reason why that was such a good idea. So if everyone hasn't had the chance, didn't have the chance to do that, it's or you did and you've put it away, go back and look at that because that's 2 years old and that is amazing to see, you know, things like, I've got impact I'm having, working on what I'm feeling and results that I'm getting and all of those things I can put ticks against. So, you know, I just feel like it's been a great growth process. And in this last week, I've had some really big moments of self-doubt because in the midst of all of this COVID-19, I rebranded, I've been rebranding, and I've really questioned myself over that. But because of the stuff that we've learned and the different growth zones that we've gone into, I know that that was the right decision for me and that I'm still serving my, you know, ideal client and I feel really good about it. So, yeah, I feel like I'm finishing ideal on a really positive note.
I am thrilled. Someone said it here. I couldn't have said it better. You are the queen of lifting others up. We need to get you a crown. The queen of lifting others up. And people are saying thank you for your authenticity. Yes, such a great thing to have that as a reference from 2 years ago. It's interesting, isn't it? And when we get clarity on a vision that compels us, we will find our way to that vision. So thank you so much, Liz. You're awesome. And lots of love notes for you to read as well. So we have Viv, Sonia and Karen to go. Thank you so much for being here and supporting them Karen. I know you joined in late, so I'm going to leave you till last, but you'll get the gist of it. We are doing a recap on our achievements of over the last 12 months. And Viv Kane, you are up next. Off you go.
Hello, everyone. Lovely to be here. And PJ's comment that business can be a windy road, I can totally relate to that, especially at the moment. I think when I reflect on the last year, I was thinking, oh, what have I achieved? Probably the big thing that wasn't even on the radar a year ago was that we completely rebuilt our calendar print website, which I kind of tended to think, oh, that's just a bit of a side project, but it was actually a huge project. And we got it done, and we actually got it done reasonably quickly. So, and I think it really helped. It actually helped us to we actually grew our sales in that business in the last calendar season. So that was actually really important. I did get my post-inquiry nurture sequence up. The thing about not letting the perfect get in the way of progress was definitely the case for that, and it needs revisiting. But I think one of the things I've learnt from all of this is to just do it anyway, and it doesn't matter if you have to go back 3 or 4 times and tweak it, just go. So yeah, I probably have been fairly quiet lately, particularly in the very recent past. I think what I've got is a structure to get through the COVID scenario in terms of planning, because it's had a very big impact on our business. So it's great to have people around to reference. Yeah.
Your resilience is something I want to acknowledge you for. Because, you know, when you've been in business as long as you and I have, and I think I might have even been in business maybe a little longer, I'm probably a bit older than you, but your resilience, your ability to just, you know, you might go, oh my goodness, what's happening? And it's all gone to shit, excuse the language. But then you rise again like a phoenix, right? You find another path. And we saw you do that just in the last couple of weeks with going, okay, well, I can't sell to small business owners, therefore I'm going to do this. And I've seen you collaborating with other members. And just in fact, just this morning, I got an email and I saw that you were doing something with another member. So I just want to acknowledge you. Yeah, tenacity, Jane saying resilience, and Selena saying thank you for who you are. Yeah, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Such a valuable member of our community. Lovely, Viv. Okay, we have Sonia Malyoki coming up next, joining us from Canada. Where I believe she still is. Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Now, one of your goals way back when, obviously you've had huge transformations in your business and your life over the last 24 months, but one of the things you're looking at is introducing new revenue streams. So I just wanted to plant that in there in case there was something in your summary of your achievements that you might want to tell us about that as well.
Well, spot on. So it's been, I think, 15 months in terms of the transformation, and it's still happening. But when I first joined Ideal, my idea was to increase the revenue stream. You're absolutely right. That was the key goal. And I wanted, I also wanted to do that through the agency. I have a digital marketing agency. But then as we started to do the whole mission statement and really defining our personas and our target market, that I felt like I struggled there, because it sort of, the course was continuing, but I was still stuck at mission statement and trying to figure out my mountain. And so I sort of hit a block there, but then I created the mountain, and then I started to get leads on the agency side, and I thought, well, wait a minute, I can't do this. And I realized I've got to get all these systems in place. So I've actually have done a lot. I thought I hadn't, but I actually did do quite a bit. I tried a lot of things, but it hasn't been where I want it to be. So I feel like I hadn't in the beginning, in the first 6 months, been authentic with myself, you know, in terms of where I wanted to bring the business. So that actually made me realize, whoa, I've got a lot going on in life, in my personal life. And I just needed to step back and realize who I was and what I wanted out of life, and then bring that into the business as well and merge the two. And I'm still going through that, but I do feel I'm a lot more clear about that. So I did develop some systems. I built a whole new project management system. I brought on contractors as well. But I didn't develop that second revenue or third revenue stream. But what I have done is decided where I do want to take the business. And it's kind of freaked me out, to be honest, because I realized, oh my God, I don't want to design a big agency. I don't want that anymore. I actually want to design courses, and I want it to be authentic to who I am so that my voice could be real. And that was the fear. I realized that was my fear in doing lives and producing content, because I just felt I wouldn't be coming across being authentic. So I thought, you know, if I've accomplished anything this year, that is huge for me. Just with all the change that I've been going through.
Well, coming home to who you are is not a small thing. Yeah. And that's what you're seeing here. What I'm seeing here in the comments that people are making is that you have your strengths, your knowledge, your resilience, and your staying open-hearted through all of it, Sonia, is such an inspiration to watch. Yeah. And the words beautiful soul have appeared multiple times in this thread. So please read those before you go. And, you know, what you're talking about is a little like what Liz was saying. It's like you've got clear on what your ideal business is, and you don't want the big agency. That's not what you want. But you are a little closer to knowing what is ideal for you.
Yeah, and the one thing I do want to leave with is I know this is an amazing supportive group, so I do hope we can still stay in touch somehow. I don't know if we would still have that Facebook ideal group. Is that still going to be open to us, Susie?
I'll talk about all of that as soon as we're done, because I know that's a question on a number of people's minds. Yes, thank you so much, Sonia. The lovely Karen has joined us. I am so glad that you have, because I know that you're taking your whole business online, you're opening new branches. Do we still have you here?
Yep.
Ha, there she is. Hello.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Sorry I was late. I was actually teaching this morning, and so I finished at like 10 past 12 and went, I've got to run on. So it was...
Well, welcome, welcome. Before you dive in, here's what I want to say. Something you said to me when we first met, or we first started in the program together, is that you were working 70 to 80 hours. I don't doubt that you might still be doing that right now, to be honest, but that you were looking at getting more bang for your buck, looking at more systems, looking at stepping more into the CEO role, having a bit more of a plan. So I just wanted to remind you that in case there's any updates you can give us in relation to that. But over to you. What have you got?
Well, COVID did lead to working 70 to 80 hours a week again for 4 weeks. But I've got to say, I think the way that I handled disaster was so much better than I would have 12 months ago. So I think the area that I have probably had the biggest growth is in me, and seeing that I can actually do this. And, you know, I've had to stand down something like 15 staff, and that we're casual. We're still looking at what we need now that the business has completely changed what it looks like. And I'm probably looking at another permanent staff member being terminated, just monetary wise, and going, actually, they're going to be sitting doing nothing with the way that this new business works. But, and although that's heartbreaking emotionally, I think, you know, the way that I am handling it and knowing what I've got to do forward is understanding that I am the CEO and I've got to save this business, because I have another 15 staff members that's requiring me to survive. And so to do that, this is what I've got to do. And so in the space of 3 days, we went from thinking that we were going to keep all our branches open to closing every single branch and transferring 600 kids to online. Meaning that we spoke to 600 people in the course of 24 hours and transitioned. And I was teaching from 9 a.m. in the morning through till 9 p.m. at night to make sure that we could accommodate them. And now we've transitioned everyone into term two. So we've run every single person again and actually got the timetable looking much nicer. And, you know, we made the decision, online only for term two, probably going into term three as well, but online only. And that's changing the face of the business, which has made me now look at the entire structure of what, when we return back to being allowed to go back in center, what do I actually want this to look like? And what do I need? And I don't think 12 months ago I would have done that. I would have been reactive rather than going, even though we needed to be reactive in some respects, but the fact that I'm already thinking about the return in is a completely different mindset for me. So for me, I think my biggest thing is I've grown.
You have. You have. You're amazing. You're amazing. I mean, you're amazing to start with, but some of these comments are really demonstrate what I'm trying to say and fumbling with. And Deb says, you're amazing, Karen, and the strength comes out in times of crisis. You've shown you're a true leader. Chandra says, Karen, you're phenomenal. Such a great business mind and such important work that you do. Such a privilege to be able to get to know you. Hope you realize how super savvy you are. And Julie says, holy moly, if that hasn't helped you grow, I don't know what would. And Viv said, Karen, you're so professional and well organized. I really admire how you've transitioned. And there's references to some conversations that people have had as we got to know you a little better throughout the program and certainly at the live event. So congratulations, you feel solid. I know you've been through a lot. I know it's been long hours, but I have every confidence in you. And as I think this whole group does. Yeah, Anita's saying, OMG, Karen, incredible. We should study you. What a role model and case study. Look after you. Amazing.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Really. Thanks. Own that. You are. Now, I'm hoping I haven't forgotten anybody who's here. Please give me a yell. I'm hoping I've covered everyone. For those of you who couldn't make it here today, please let us know what your achievements have been. I'm sorry you couldn't be here in person because this was like a session to definitely be at. Now I want to talk to all of you about some next steps. Firstly, I'm very sorry to end the program. And for me, it was a decision of I've known where I'm going to be every second Tuesday for the last almost 3 years. And for me, if I look at my ideal business, I thought, okay, I feel like I need to re-engineer it, but I can't re-engineer it on the fly. So I feel like I need to stop and find what that next evolution is. And I think that for me, it's always, anytime I pivot, I have to actually stop, reflect, stock take, and then redesign something that's gonna be ideal for me and ideal for the business. I have loved this group. And first year, second year, even the third year people, you know, the first year it looked very, very different. And then year two and three, it sort of evolved more. I am so thrilled to hear the progress that you've made. I know that you didn't get all your goals. I'm going to guess that you haven't got your exact ideal business now, but I hope that you've got some pillars in place that are going to help you move forward. And I will continue to be here for you. I just don't know exactly what that format will look like. The group will remain open, so you can continue to use that group to connect with each other. I will not archive it. I'm just going to leave it there. I may not be active in there all the time, but I will support if and when I can. But it's there for you to stay connected to each other. I encourage you to use your membership. So really use the opportunities in membership and access me and the other members in there. If you've joined a goals group, you're going to find it is gold. They should be called gold groups. It's such a powerful thing. And if you thought, oh, well, I don't think I need one, but now you're getting to the end, you're going, did I miss out? Then just contact the office. And if there's a group we can put you into, we will do that. Some of you have moved into mentoring with PJ. I know he doesn't have a lot of capacity, but I know he's got a full heart for idealists. And so if you want to do that, do that. Linda says, I'm a lot closer than I was 12 months ago for sure. Yeah. Deb says, goals group is platinum, not gold. Okay. The platinum goals groups. I can't even say that properly and my mouth trips up. So Anita, if I can answer your question inside of the group, which I'll do that today, that because it just takes us into a different tone than where we're at right now. I am just so proud of all of you. I'm proud of what you've achieved. I'm honored to have had the opportunity to work with you. I'm not good at goodbyes and I don't feel like this is a goodbye because I feel like we would just transition our relationship into something else. I do still intend to take the core of Ideal and do something with it. My plans for that early this part of the year got, you know, turned upside down just because of having to focus on other things in the business. But when I do revisit that, you'll be the first to know. And again, I just want to know how I can best support you and what sort of products and services serve you. For some of you, it would have been a continuation of what we're doing. For some of you, it might be slightly different. It might be more one-on-one. Anyway, I'm always open to hearing all of that. And thank you for your kind words as well. So from me and the whole team, I want to say thank you so much for being part of the Ideal Business Accelerator. I want you to do what you love every single day. You're amazing women. You're strong. You're resilient. You're smart. You're collaborative. You lift each other up. And I am just so, so proud of all of you. And I adore you to the end of the earth. And I want to just say I want to say bye because I'm going to get messy. So bye for now.